And good morning, everyone, on this fabulous Wednesday, the day of our regular show. And we do apologize for that previous ad. The conversation between the mayoral candidates was last week. We hope you all tuned in. If not, you can catch the replay on online, on the internet, in the archives at WGXC.org. So please check it out if you haven't. It went very well. Justin and I were thrilled, weren't we? Good morning, Justin.
Oh, my God. Good morning, Holly. Yeah, I thought, you know, we really played the role of professional radio host quite well.
Very impartial.
Now we can get back to being our normal fools.
Speak for yourself, honey. Oh, my goodness. First off, I want to say, you know, we should do a, I don't know about how you... Moments of silence don't really work, but we have to mention, I have to mention, Ed O'Brien's passing, you know,
yes.
Capital District
yes.
icon on the news.
Yes.
Very young, passed away of cancer. So just a little shout out to his family in that we're thinking about him, fellow broadcaster.
Can we call ourselves that, Justin? Yeah, we're now in that category.
Pay attention, everyone.
I can't believe it.
What's the weather like, weather with Weaver?
Well, the weather today, we are only going to get up to about 63 degrees. Tomorrow, we're looking at 63, mostly sunny. Friday, there's a couple afternoon showers, topping off at 61. Then the weekend, folks, make sure you have your winter jackets. Very cool, and a shower in the afternoon. 53 of a high on Saturday. And Sunday... My God, it's a reminder that winter is approaching. The high is only 46 on Sunday.
Wow.
So make sure you are not only feeding your babies, but you are having them bundled up with scarves and galoshes. Do they still make galoshes?
They do. I have a pair. They do make galoshes, and that's an excellent point. Actually, the Hudson Lions Club is doing a Coats for Kids. It's
yes.
the donation time now, and you can bring your gently used coats to the Hudson DMV office. Wink, wink, nod, nod when you're doing your DMV business, and bring in those coats that your kids have outgrown, and we have them cleaned, and then they are distributed through the second show, actually distributes those coats to kids who might not have a warm coat for the winter. And as you said, Justin, winter is coming. Although, what a beautiful weekend, Columbus Day.
My God.
It
was gorgeous. We had the it was the chili and cheese and cider fest that happened down at the waterfront. I didn't make it for various reasons, but I hear it was an amazing turnout and wonderful weather. We also had the Polka Hop that has not been in existence for quite some time, but what everybody grew up with here in Hudson. And I hear that that was a fabulous success as well.
Yeah, I did hear that. So a great weekend for outdoor activities. And unfortunately, we're getting a little bit of that fall chill, but that's okay. We'll take it. The leaves are beautiful. I believe it's peak leaf peeping season. Is
yes.
that true?
Yes, and you can go to www.iloveNewYork.org. You're looking at me like, how do you know this? Well, in my free time, I go to www.iloveNewYork.org, and I just watch and wait, because I am a weather person now. They do have sure. this thing where you can watch what areas have the peak colors
okay.
and almost peak and don't even bother coming here peak. And so
don't waste your time.
Yeah, don't waste your time.
Gone by.
You
wow.
know,
oh, very interesting.
Go get a drink instead.
Very good little morsel there, Justin.
Yeah. What are you watching on TV right now,
Pat? I am watching.
I was going to call you Patsy.
what are you guys doing down there in the basement? We are watching that new show, Blind Spot.
Oh,
about
yeah.
the girl who was discovered with tattoos all over her, and the
yes.
clues to mysteries to the all sorts of shenanigans and conspiracies. So that's a fun show. And I have to say, I love Red Reddington.
Oh, that's The Blacklist.
The Blacklist, yes.
Yeah. I thought that show. I thought that show was over like six times, so I've given up on it.
Oh, no, it's a great show. I do love it. I enjoy it very much. I also watch The Voice.
Yes.
Are you watching The Voice?
I watched The Voice, too. But last night, I watched the Democratic debate on CNN. That
I
was
did
the very.
Not.
I know. Well.
I was busy.
Washing your hair. Well, I will say that, you know, Hillary Clinton, as expected, came out as the front runner, in my opinion.
She did.
And Bernie Sanders, you know, he's right up there, too. But he's more of a guy that would direct me to the nearest pastrami on rye instead of, you know, wanting him to be my president.
The leader of the greatest country in the free world.
Yeah. I'd invite him over for morning coffee and Domino's. You know, so that's just my opinion on Bernie Sanders. But he's nice enough.
Yeah,
you know?
He seems like a nice guy.
I had a good time last night watching that.
But then
Scream Queens was on. Are you watching Scream Queens?
No, what's that?
Oh, it's about Screaming Queens. It's on,
what channel?
It's on 23. It's on Fox.
Really?
Yeah, it's great.
I've never heard of that.
A bunch of sorority girls are getting killed by this Red Devil, and you know, it's just the time for it. You know, it's Halloween. Halloween's coming up.
Halloween.
Speaking of which, there is a big party happening at Club Helsinki on Halloween from 10 till 2.
Oh, I've heard. Who's the hostess with the mostest?
Well, the DJ is DJ T-Bone, and the hostess with the mostest is Gargantua Jones.
Say it isn't so. Get out. Okay.
$10 get you in.
See, when you said Screaming Queens, I thought you were talking about Gargantua.
Well, I kind of was as well. It was a little segue into this.
And listeners, who was that deep voice that we just
that
heard?
Deep voice?
So we
have somebody here.
We have several very special guests with us today. We're really thrilled about it. They could join us, and unfortunately, there was a change. Unfortunately, due to scheduling issues, Tracy O'Leary Marsh was unable to be with us this morning. But a last late-minute phone call to my dear friend Billy Hughes said, Billy, can you step in and come on the show and let's talk about stuff going on? So we're so thrilled that Supervisor...
Easy fill-in.
You're a great fill-in, honey. Supervisor of the Fourth Ward. He's also the minority leader for the County Board of Supervisors. Welcome, Bill. Thanks for being here.
Welcome, Bill. And we also have local do-gooder of Hudson, Miss Annette Perry. Annette, say hi.
Hi, how are you doing today?
We're doing good, honey. So we're going to get to Annette in a little bit. We're going to first talk to Billy for a little while. So welcome, Bill. How are you today?
Oh, great.
What's going on in the city of Hudson, Bill? What do you want to tell us?
We have some good things, and we have some also tragic things going on in the city of Hudson.
Very sad about Corey.
Yeah, and so I happened to be out of town when I heard about it initially, and then... I saw where our police had a very good response from our police department, and they really got onto that issue really quickly. But I think it's sad for both families all the way around.
It really is.
And it really is sad for the whole community because, you know, both people were really known in the community. You know, so you really can't put it into words. I do know they have a candlelight vigil today.
Oh.
Over on Frederick Street. So
What time is that, Bill?
I think that's at 7 p.m.
Oh, boy. It's a busy night.
Very quickly, for those that don't know exactly what we're speaking about right now, over the weekend there was a horrific murder here in the city of Hudson, and we lost a 27-year-old young man by the name of Corey Velasquez, and the whole city is in mourning. It turns out, I believe it was his cousin who was...
At least that's what I'm hearing.
In today's Register Star, it looks like they're saying that his cousin, Carl Williams, age 20, was charged with the murder, and a possible murder weapon has been found. They're saying a knife. It's the headline of today's Register Star. So if you want to look at that article, it is there for you to read. But it's a very sad thing, and that's what we're discussing right now with Bill Hughes.
Yeah,
and again, like you said, it was great work by Hudson Police and all their other law enforcement agencies throughout Columbia County that really responded to this really quickly. Again, the community is saddened by it, and hopefully we can all coalesce around, you know, this, helping the family and moving on. So, you know, just helping them heal any way we can.
Yeah, definitely. I knew Corey. I know his mom very well. My heart goes out to her. And you know, he was, when I saw him, I helped him quite a few times in DMV. And he's always very polite and pleasant and, you know, seemed like a good kid who maybe, you know, it's a sad thing when such bright young people, you know, get mixed up and tragedies like this happen. So is there anything going on in the community, Bill, that maybe is trying to help address some of these issues?
Well, again, outside the candlelight vigil, so then we want to go to more specific issues dealing with the youth. Looking at the situation with Corey, it brings up something where we have a conversation around all the time about programs that will help us address young men with Tiffany Garriga's idea in the Promise Neighborhood, they put together the adult male, I think they call it POPS program, trying to help.
Is that like a mentoring?
It's sort of like a mentoring, but it's fathers who, you know, basically who are taking care of their kids and helping them understand what it means to be a father and showing their kids that they're willing to be there and those types of things. What we need to do, though, and I think as elected officials, we need to recognize more that coming up with programs as far as job training, as far as how to really be a father, because unfortunately, a lot of these young men have come up in households where they were, at an early age, they were the man of the house.
Right. Yeah.
And coming up in such, you know, such a lifestyle like that, unlike myself, you just don't know what to experience or you don't know what to expect. And sometimes you make mistakes in life. And again, I would like to say, because I read this all the time, where people want to pass judgment and don't want to give people a second chance.
Right.
And I can give you a list, as long as my arm, of people who have had a second chance and are doing very well in life.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Absolutely.
So for us to turn our nose up to people like that is a shame. And I hope that we don't do that in this incident. And we look forward and we start, you know, maybe something positive could come out of this tragic, this tragedy.
Yeah, that's good. Bill, do you think there's enough in the community for young people to do activities or there's the youth bureau, there's this boxing thing, right? We're going to try him on the boys club.
Here's my take.
Are there difficulties for the city to kind of provide those opportunities?
Right. When Dan Grandinetti was here, he probably had his arm around it the most out of anyone that I've seen. And the reason why I say that is because there's a myriad of activities. The problem is they don't want to work together. You know, you can go down the list, Operation Unite, TSL, the Boys Club, the after school program, but they all serve the same youth either at the same time or in different categories. And instead of them operating together, they do it at different venues. And Danny was able to bring all of them together under one location, and it was very successful. Now, I will say that if you look at Tyrone Hespeth, who is the new interim, I'm not sure what his title is, has a real tie with the community and is doing a great job. We have Kamal, Kate, we call him KK. We have people like Annette Perry, who's sitting with us, Tiffany Garriga. These people really reach out into the community and are working with our youth. Excuse me.
I believe we have a phone call.
We have a phone call.
A question, so we're going to get that.
Awesome.
Person on the line. Let's see. Good morning, caller.
Hi, caller.
How you doing?
Well, how are you?
Good. I wanted to call in the show. First thing I wanted to do was give a shout out to Annette Perry. I think what she's doing is remarkable.
Great.
And the community needs, more stuff like that. But the second thing I wanted to do was just say about the POPS program, because I heard a lot about what you guys were talking about.
Okay.
We're having a meeting this Saturday. At Promise.
Where's it going to be?
It's going to be at the Promise Neighborhood Office.
And where is that located?
Second South Street. And what time?
And it's going to be noon.
Noon on Saturday. There's going to be a
POPS
meeting at Promise Neighborhood.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that's a program that was created by myself. My name is Kamal Johnson. You might know me from the afternoon show that's going to be going on today.
Oh, nice.
And that was created by myself, Vern Cross, and Rainier Blue, who was also the three of us do the afternoon show. So I just wanted to clear any confusion about where that program initiated from.
Okay.
Yeah, we appreciate your calling in and listening. That's
absolutely
great.
Absolutely. And who can come to this meeting? Who are you looking for to come to the POPS
meeting? We're looking for any fathers in the Hudson City School District.
Mm-hmm.
We've been doing this probably for about, 6 months. So we're looking on expanding and bringing in fathers, and we do things like we hold meetings and we talk about the fact that a lot of fathers in the community and especially the urban side of the community, feel like they don't have a voice, and there's a negative, you know, connotation that, you know, African American fathers are deadbeats, are not in the picture. So we're looking to change the scope of that, and we do different things like going on field trips, getting information, you know, for fathers that they necessarily wouldn't know where to get the information from, and you know,
great.
Fathers as well.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful program that you've started, and
thanks so much for calling in.
Yeah, we would love to have you come on if you're interested to talk more about your program in the future, if you'd like to.
Yeah, I would love to come on. I would also love you guys to come on our show as well.
Oh, cool.
Well, we would love to.
We'd love to do
we
that.
We would love to.
We'll talk offline. How about that? We're going to get back to interviewing Bill, but thanks so much for calling in.
Thanks for your call.
Take care.
And when you look at somebody like KK,
a really strong leader in the community and well-respected, so to get a phone call from him, and I certainly apologize for any confusion on the program.
No, I'm glad he called in. That's awesome.
Oh, absolutely, because he explained the program much better than I could have.
Well, also, it just lets us know that somebody's listening to our show.
Yes. That's high five,
we're
honey.
We're doing something
that's
right.
That's great.
Well, we really do have... you know, some young black men out here who are educating themselves, whether that's going to college or whether they're educating themselves on what's going on in the community. Because educating ourselves, let's be clear, is not always about going to school.
Now, Billy, let's talk about that other program that you did have an integral part in starting, and that's getting more minorities involved in law enforcement.
Right. The LEDI program put together by Greg Mosley, myself, along with Rick Scalera. That program, we had initially 21 candidates. I think we ended up at the end with 15, two of which are in the Zone 14 Academy right now. We had one other that was going to go into the Zone 14 Academy, and unfortunately, because of family circumstances and things of that nature, he was unable to attend. But what that also showed was, And it demonstrates to these people, although you have the qualifications, it is very difficult to navigate the waters of getting into law enforcement. So when we say we don't have people of color, it's not simply because of the education. It's because of, you know, all the circumstances that are around it as far as school, availability, things of that nature. So, excuse me. Moving forward, we hopefully are going to do that program again next year. But we really did get a positive feedback in the community from that, and as well as the response of the candidates, especially when you have programs like the state police that are saying they can't find minorities.
Right.
And we found 21 in a small community like this.
Wow.
Right.
That's great. Very good program. And so it's ended for this year?
We're coming down towards the end. So, like I said, we have the people that are in the academy. Hopefully we're going to be looking to introduce some of our final candidates to the Board of Supervisors. We're currently going to be working on that. So
good.
We'll see how that is going forward.
Talk to us a little bit about your work on the Board of Supervisors, Bill. What's your favorite part?
I really do like working with, I think the last 2 years has been a really good, a good time on the board. There's been times where I really was thinking about just, you know,
cashing it in. Bill and I have been around county government for a little bit of time, right, Bill?
I've been doing this since 2007, and people don't believe it when you tell them that, you know, you get tired of it, but it really does, you know, it really does weigh on you. It's, when you don't see that you're making a difference or you don't feel as though you're making a difference, it's not about the pay because you get paid very little. Move on and do something else. But in the last 2 or 3 years, I helped do the reentry program, the LEDI program, working closely with the chairman, Pat Grattan. We've been able to do a couple of things in-house. So you're starting to feel more useful. And I'm hoping to actually work with whoever is the mayor coming out of November and focusing more on the city of Hudson.
Yeah.
I want to create a separate business district more towards your middle and low income, because Warren Street, quite frankly, is becoming quite pricey to start up a small startup. And so we want to create, maybe move and go to Columbia Street and try to see what kind of spaces are available and create affordable business space over there, as well as looking at more affordable housing. Now, I know that's a touchy issue in the city of Hudson.
Right.
Yes.
But what people have to understand, when they say we don't need more affordable housing, we need to address the housing that we currently have. Right. Well, even the housing that we currently have, every time I see it come online, we're looking at $900, $1,000 a month.
Yeah.
And that's still too much for a lot of people.
Well, when you look at it, right, you have people who are working at Flanders making $850 an hour.
Right.
Who's paying $900 a month? It's not happening for those people that are working, you know, at those particular places.
And that's probably not including utilities. And as Weather with Weaver will tell you, it's going to get cold, ain't it, honey?
Right. It's going to get cold.
So, you know, we would like to see that price point for a one-bedroom, $700, you know, somewhere in around there. And you can't get there unless there's cooperation from the developer, from the state, and also the local governments to make that that possible. And so we're going to have that conversation. It is going to be a hot button issue, I'm sure. I'm going to make sure I'm out in front of it. So I'll be willing to take the heat on that, because when we say we don't need more affordable housing, and then we have our school district releasing reports saying that there's 185 homeless children in the Hudson City School District.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, they're somewhere.
Yeah. Right, where are they?
You know, they're couch surfing, I believe, in a lot of the houses within the city of Hudson. And so we need to address that.
Right.
Well, it also brings up the point that tonight we do have the first live debate where people can come, be a part of the audience, and actually ask the two candidates your questions. You know, people can't just sit back and hope that whoever they want to win. Right. You know, you have to come and you have to be a part of it. You have to hear what both people are saying. And tonight at 6:30 at John L. Edwards, we have the first opportunity for the entire public to do that. Again, that's John L. Edwards School, and it starts at 6:30.
Yeah, and I would stress that anybody and everybody who lives in the city of Hudson, who is concerned about their community, to either A, get out to this debate, or B, try to hear it on radio or secondhand. You need to be informed. You need to vote.
Right.
I mean, this is paramount. It's very important.
Right.
And for those who say my vote don't count, just look at all the recent elections that took place. I mean, we had an alderman's race that came down to one vote.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Honestly, I mean,
that happened in Chatham too.
One person votes one way, and you next thing you know, you have someone that's representing you that won by one vote, and you may not want that person representing you.
Yeah, that
but
happens
you stay
to me.
Home.
That happens to me all the time, you know, on American Idol on The Voice, because I sit there and I don't pick up the phone. I don't pick up the phone, and I don't know what. Well, it comes down to like 1%, but I'm like, I know that person's going to win, so I'm not even going to call. I'm not going to call in, and I don't, and they get voted off the next week, and then I get mad, and I don't watch the show anymore.
Your vote matters.
You know, so your vote does matter.
It does matter at all aspects of life, but. Although, Justin, I will say this is...
It's a little bit more important than The Voice and American Idol, but, you know.
It is.
You know.
It is. And there is another opportunity for another debate if you can't make this one, because there is some other things going on tonight, which is when...
And that's
going
to be next week, next Wednesday, the 28th. And that one...
It's like two Wednesdays.
Oh, is it two Wednesdays? Oh, sorry. Okay, yeah. So it's tonight at 6:30 at John L. Edwards. Then 2 weeks from tonight at the middle school... Also at 6:30,
okay,
it's
going to
be they're going to be their second and final debate
before
election day on November 3rd.
Yeah, definitely.
And by the way, I did watch the Democratic debate. And,
yeah,
I would not have invited Bernie for Domino's, maybe Papa John's.
Papa John's.
It's a little better.
But we don't have a Papa John's around here, so Domino's it is. And actually, I wasn't talking about
Baba
Domino's.
Louis.
I wasn't talking
Baba
about
Louis,
pizza.
There you go.
I was actually talking about the actual Domino's that you push down.
Oh,
that's
the
what
game.
I was talking about.
Oh, the game.
Yes, I was talking about the game Domino's. But
there's a nickname
see,
for
in the
that,
hood, we call
it?
That. We call it Bones.
Bones. Oh,
Bones.
That's right. I was going to say.
That.
It's not Domino's, it's Bones.
It's a TV show, but I didn't know. Okay, Domino's. Domino's is Bones.
Oh,
okay.
My goodness. God. Justin needs
you
to listen
something?
To more rap music.
Well,
we got a net.
Throwing bones.
On,
I know. Well, we got a net. So this is going to be the second half of our show. But with that, I just want to say you learned so much here on the show.
It's true.
Okay,
it's
Bones is
true.
Domino's.
Yes, throwing bones.
Do they call go fish something else too?
No.
That's just go fish.
But see, now spades. Come on, man. We're going to play. We're going to do spades and play bones.
Spades and bones it is. All right. So
Justin, don't
I know
make that
I,
sound something.
I know what I'm doing this weekend. I don't know about you. On that note, we're at our halfway mark, and should we go to our musical interlude? Are we ready?
We should. Are we ready? Do you know what we're doing, Justin?
I'm ready.
She told me something about this over here, but
as long as everybody in the studio does,
I think we have to.
I think that has to go up.
This one?
I don't know. I don't remember. Well, we can keep on talking.
Neva, we need you. Neva.
She's in there eating something.
She is. I'm interrupting her, poor dear.
So I'm going to introduce Annette Perry just for 1 second before we go to the musical interlude. And Annette, I just want to let you know, you were in charge of selecting the song today. And tell us why we're playing this and what the song is.
The kids, I have 80 kids at the bus stop. I have 8 grandkids and I'm 48 years old. And I just love the kids, and the kids love me for some reason. It's not no special reason why the kids love me. They just love me, and I love them. So we be outside from 6:45 to like 8 o'clock every day. And they like to do the whip, and they love this song called the Nana. So you know what? And every day we doing exercise because I'm a big person. And so they exercise me every day.
Nice.
Or we play basketball, or we play baseball, and I'm trying to run, and I'm the biggest. And you know, they really want to call me fat names, but they don't. So we go whip and do the nay nay, hey. Do the whip hey. And do the nay nay.
Watch
so
me, here, watch me,
watch me. So here go the song, the nay nay.
Okay, yeah, stay tuned, everyone. We'll be back.
And welcome back. You're listening to Something to Talk About with Justin Weaver and
Holly Tanner
on WGXE 90.7 FM. We just heard from Bill Hughes, and now we have our special guest, local do-gooder here in the city of Hudson, Miss Annette Perry. Welcome, Annette.
Hi, guys.
And that was the Whip and Nene song, a.k.a. Watch Me, Watch Me. Watch Me, Watch Me by Salento, I think it is. Before we get to Annette, we do have another caller. The phone lines are lighting up. We love it today. We love it here.
Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Who are we speaking to?
Tamara.
Hi, Tamara. What do you have to say, hon?
I was calling to Annette. Gary, a big, huge shout-out. Meeting one of the Bus Stop Moms.
Yay. Oh, thank you. I know you love me. You always love me. That's why you made my Annette Loves the Kids t-shirt. You know you love me. You always got me. You and your sister.
From helping the kids breakfast, beginning of school years, to the adults' coffee, to in the wintertime when it's too cold, her allowing the kids to sit in her hallway to stay warm.
Really?
Yes, she does. And her own life and everything. Yes, she does. And that, we appreciate you.
Aww.
And keep doing what you're doing. You already know.
Oh, that's so great.
That's very sweet of you to call in. Well, that's why we had to have her on the show, because we saw what she was doing, too, and we were like, we need to get this.
We want to talk to her. Absolutely.
And find she volunteers out all her time. That's all volunteer. She's doing that at her heart, you know?
Well,
so we definitely appreciate all that.
We love her, awesome, too, and we thank you for calling in.
Thanks for calling.
No problem.
Have
no problem. Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
All right, so the caller, that was Tamara Jones, is it? Tamara Jones, thank you for calling in. And she just touched on a little bit of what you do. This all started, and I just saw this year, before the school season started, the kids were out, you know, and they didn't, the actual lunch breakfast program hadn't started yet at the school, correct?
Yes.
And for the first 3 days before the actual breakfast program kicked in with the school, you knew that these kids were going to be getting on the bus and going to school without any food in their bellies. So you decided to start feeding the babies, like I always say on my Weather with Weaver. Why don't you talk about why you started doing that and what exactly you do?
Okay, could I please give a shout-out to four people, please?
Sure.
In 2000, Linda Musman and Michael Howard was the first person to help me out. I get stressed out sometimes when people ask me, they need to go on trips and stuff, and I went to Linda Musman and Michael Howard, and I said to them, could you please give me a bus? And Linda Musman said, oh, Annette, you know that costs money. And I said, Linda Musman, please, I don't have no way to get the kids on trips. Automatically, they paid for the bus. And automatically, I told the parents and stuff, we got to come up with these groceries to feed these kids. So we came up with all this food, and they took us to Water Slide World, Great Escape, and everything. So
nice.
That's the first people that helped me out.
Okay.
The Who first else? two people was Michael Howard and Linda Musman.
Okay.
Well, that's amazing. That's wonderful that they would help you out. And then obviously that has gotten you to the point today where you're actually doing things on your own and you're finding your own resources. You said you had two other people that you wanted to shout out.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I really, really, now that I'm all by myself and I'm not trying to get props for nothing that's going on with nothing have to do, because it's somebody that's really, really helping me out. I have to give a shout out to Providence Hall and Skylar Court. I have to give a shout out to Arbor Management. I have to give a shout out to Liz Ducey and Valerie from Skylar Court and Providence Hall, because if it wasn't for them, I would not get all this money and this funding that's helping me get the food to give to the kids. They let me cook food, sell food. They let me do it. It's a lot of different people, Tamara, Barbara, Mikey. It's a lot of people that helps too. It's not just me.
Right.
The kids, the one said to me, you know, we're not going to get breakfast for 3 days. And I said to them, what that supposed to mean? And my five grandkids, that means, Grandma, you have to feed us. And I said, you know, your mother's going to feed y'all. And my one granddaughter and looked up in me and said, could you just help feed everybody? And I said, that's going to be so hard for 3 days. Mm-hmm. And she said,
but you did it,
Grandma, for 3 days. And I said, okay, I'm going to try my hardest. And I start putting stuff together and I start getting stressed out. And I went to Liz Ducey, the coordinator of Skylar Court and Providence Hall. And she said, Annette, stop being so stressed. We got you.
Nice.
And we all put it together.
So how many kids did you feed?
I fed 100 kids.
Wow. And was it 3 days?
For three whole days.
3 days. Yeah. Wow. What was their favorite food?
Oh, they favorite.
What do they like?
Their favorite food at the end of the third day, I brought out grits with cheese. No. I brought out sausages.
Now, wait a minute. I'm right across the street, girl. Why didn't you invite me? Shoot.
Well, I was going to say, I don't see any fixings here.
We had bacon. We had watermelon. We had cantaloupe. We had everything. Bagels.
According to my research, you also had pancakes, sausage on a stick. Pop-Tarts. Bagels, muffins.
Wow.
Fresh fruit and coffee cake, orange juice, milk, water, tea, coffee.
Wow.
And nobody was charged anything. Just came and they ate.
And what is the most important meal of the day is breakfast, for kids to go to school because it helps them learn. Did you have any leftovers or was it all gone?
It was leftovers. And what I did I told the parents they could take all the leftovers, go get bags and stuff, and have the leftovers. But now in the morning, what we do is every morning I'm going to try my best to get up at 5:45 and put coffee for the parents and put hot chocolate out before they get on the bus because it's going to be cold.
Right.
I'm going to try my hardest to make sure it's out there.
And so do you need donations of cups and napkins, that kind of thing?
I really need to see if Dunkin' Donuts could give me cups with tops on them, and could people just try their hardest? I'm not asking for a lot. Just go to the dollar store and try to get me a little bit of cups with tops on them. For they can just have a little hot chocolate or something for in the morning. They don't have to put it on the school bus. Just something to warm them up because we're going to get really, really cold.
And it's the kids have really to wait cold. For the bus. Yeah.
And, you know, and just it's one more thing that I'm really looking at. Could everybody just try when they go to Walmart to get dollar gloves and just try to bring them to each bus for the kids? Kids for extra mittens for the kids.
Yeah.
It's not a lot. It's just dollar bills that we can just go when we're going to get groceries and we're going to get stuff for our own needs. Just pick up a dollar pair of muffins.
Muffins sound good.
Mittens.
I know you meant mittens, but.
Muffins
and mittens.
You're doing fine, honey. You're doing fine. Now, if people do have donations, I'm sorry, Justin, where would they bring them?
That's exactly what I was
going to ask. Bring them to Liz Deuce, the coordinator from Providence Hall, and our phone number is 518-828-6757. Liz Deuce at Providence Hall.
And say that number just say,
again. Yeah,
518-828-6757.
Okay.
And they should just say when they're dropping it off, it's for Annette's program in the morning.
Yes.
Okay.
Nice.
Now, you also did a lot of raising money for your project with feeding the babies in the morning. I know that you went to Price Chopper and ShopRite.
Price Chopper and ShopRite loves me to death. Special ShopRite. Oh, I got sexy hunks running up in there, and they love me.
That makes two of us, girl.
Look, they will, that's one thing about ShopRite. Listen, with your Price Plus card, everybody should always go to ShopRite. A lot of things that I bought for these kids, I got from ShopRite. Hmm. They gave me a donation of $25. I mean, budgeting is a good thing. I budget off of $150. Mm-hmm. And I got everything for for 3 days.
Wow. So $150, and you had enough food and stuff for the 3 days. Wow, that's awesome. You're a very good shopper.
I got to start shopping with her.
Oh, I got to give a shout out to Maxine Perry because she learned me how to be a good shopper.
Hey,
that's an important tool, actually, yes.
But I'm going to give the biggest shout out that made me really happy. I have to give a shout out to Mikey Owens. He seen me at the bus stop, and he gave me $100 worth of dollars. And every kid at my bus stop got $1 for to get them ice cream.
Oh, nice. That's nice.
That's wonderful.
Wow.
So I try to tell everybody, I'm not just doing this myself.
Now, how long have you been in this community?
I've been born and raised.
Born and raised in Hudson.
I wouldn't go nowhere else with a mouth like this. Me, I love Columbia.
Well, let's just talk about your hair for a minute.
Yes, that beautiful
You're like Gargantua Jones's long-lost sister.
Listen, I'm going to tell you
She's got that red wig working.
No, this is a weave. This is a weave.
I'm sorry.
It's a weave.
I got alopecia, so my hairdresser, her name is Marissa. And she's the baddest hairdresser. She keep net looking hot. Right now, y'all, hot right now. It's all about this red hair. I got to keep this red, you know.
Perfect.
You got me looking fly, girl.
Gargantua getting a weave is too much of a commitment.
Yeah, that is
so
a commitment.
I'm living vicariously through net Perry. Okay. Now, you also, you know, you not only, you know, went for looking for help from Price Chopper and ShopRite and, you know, accepting donations, you also took some of your own money and you cooked some fried chicken at night to raise money. You actually sold some dinners, correct, to raise some money for to be able to do the breakfast in the morning, according to my notes?
Oh, yeah. I went to Providence Hall, and I asked the coordinator once again, could I please do something for the kids? And she always said, Annette, you just love these kids. And I said to all the older people, could y'all please buy waffles and fried chicken, something that we don't get a lot. You know, that's waffles. That down south.
That's like that Sylvia's. Down south. Sylvia's down in New York City.
So I said to them, you know, they live off their disability money. And it was on the 22nd of the month. Now, think about disability and Social Security and SSI. A lot of people don't got money at the end of the month. So as me being the person that I be, I only charge $5. And I give you your money worth. And I said to my husband, I said, Mookie, I'm going to only charge $5. He said, Annette, do you know that if you only charge $5 and you only get 20 people, that's only $100? I said, yeah, I do know that. I said, well, you know what? I'm going to try my hardest to feed these kids for 3 days off that $100. He said, Annette, there's no way you can do that. I said, well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have to take for myself. He said, you always, Annette loves the kids. And I just love them. Every day they got something new to ask me.
Now, I'm sorry, but I wanted to ask Supervisor Hughes here, Billy, you know, what do you think about this type of community volunteerism? So, I mean, is this important to the city of Hudson? And how awesome is that?
This is totally awesome. And this is what I know have been going on for a long time within the, you know, the low income community. Whereas you look at, you see people with stereotype them when, you know, I know that you have people like Annette that's down there doing this kind of work far beyond what we in government could do.
Right.
And if we were just to go a little further as elected officials and follow their example, we would go much further. Unfortunately, you know, you have those people who are saying, you know, they bring the negative elements. And I read it all the time, and it nothing more upsets me. As a matter of fact, I put a small op-ed on my Facebook page saying exactly that. When you have people like Annette, people like KK, Vern Cross, SBK, doing this kind of work, they need to be commended. I fight different battles. Everybody can't be everywhere. So when you have people in the community that is doing this kind of work, they are to be commended. And I know they don't look for the thanks, but I'm saying thank you.
Absolutely.
And the people in the community are saying thank you. It's a hard thing to do, and they're doing it out of their heart. So thank you, Annette.
Annette, is there anything that you think you would like to see out of your elected officials in the city of Hudson or even the county? Like, you know, could there be more of a cooperation to help with this kind of stuff? Or would you prefer just to maybe do your own thing and be left alone?
I just want everybody to stop forgetting about the low income down there. We need help, too. Just like it's not, you know, we live down there. We have to live down there. I have to live down there because I can't afford $1,000 rent. I'm not ashamed to say it. So I just want y'all to recognize us down there as being low income. We are doing good down there. You don't see a lot of crime down there in low income. Mm-hmm. It's not a lot of crime. I'm telling you guys, I live down there. Schuyler Court, Providence Hall, and even the high rise is good places to live at. It just have to get the kids right, like the programs, like they just said. Get everybody together. Let's start doing better for the kids. You know, I came from a family that you have my brothers there got good jobs. Everybody got good jobs. Annette, yes, I'm still a big mouth person. Yes, I used to be a fighter. I stopped all that. I don't go into bars. I mind my business. But I just want help with the kids. Let everybody just work together then. Let's stop trying to talk about each other and work together and do something for the low-income kids and let them read better and do better in school and just work it out together. Well, I was in special education, and I know that the kids need to read better. I'm not ashamed to say it, and then I'm on the radio. Everybody in the community, everybody all around the world could hear everything that I'm praying to do. I don't need to do it alone. I need to do it with other people. But let's just do it together. And I'm not trying to take no props, because props for who? Jesus Christ? Mm-hmm. Let's just work together. The only thing I'm asking y'all, I'm not asking y'all to give me money. I'm asking if you just see something in a store, say, okay, let's pick this up because Annette might need that for the bus stops. Not just my bus stop, every bus stop.
Well, you are a really great example of what maybe people should start thinking about and coming together, so that perhaps the violence that seems to be running rampant in the city lately could come to a complete halt. You do have another event that you're trying to get together. It's a Halloween party on October 30th from 5 to 8 at the Boys and Girls Club here in Hudson. You're going to be serving up some fried chicken and mac and cheese, cupcakes, caramel and candied apples, chips and juice boxes. It's all free for all the kids to come. There's a costume contest, and it's for all ages. So if you are interested, the DJ will be DJ Clint. Again, this is going to be October 30th. That is Friday, and that's at 5 o'clock at the Hudson Boys and Girls Club from 5 to 8. Now, this was your idea to do this, and you're in charge of this, or...
Well, I'm always the kids at the bus stop. You got teenagers, you got little kids, you got John L., middle school, high school. And the kids, they asked me what I used to do when I was growing up. And I told them, we used to boogie down at that boys' club. I used to have parties and all that. And so yes. They said, and it's Tiff the Ultimate son's birthday on the 31st. So he's at our bus stop now. And she did a great job by helping me get my son in apartment. And I wanted to give back to him. It's a surprise. She don't even know. And I just, you know, right now the DJs is getting a little bit expensive. And right now it's going to cost a little bit of money for the DJ. So I'm shouting out on the radio for help with the DJ because the food is all right. Tyrone is donating a chicken and we're all getting together.
That's Tyrone Hedgepath.
Yeah, Tyrone Hedgepath mm-hmm. for the Boys Club. Yep. They're opening the Boys Club for free this day for the event. It's not only me. It's going to be the Boys Club is helping out. A lot of different people is helping out, but when it comes to the DJ, I can't afford to do the DJ, so I asked Tyrone and them to do the DJ, but I'm going to try my best to put $25 in. That's the only thing I could afford to put in for the DJ, so I'm asking everybody else, because I asked around for the DJs, and they want $150 and up, and I think for four hours, it should be just $100 that DJs ask, because it's for the kids. Me, if I could do everything free in Columbia County for the kids, I would do it for free. If I could get rich, I wish I could get rich because I would do everything for kids for free, but I can't. And I know everybody need money, DJs and everybody. But what I do for the kids, I just do it from the bottom of my heart. And I want to do Halloween party, a Thanksgiving party, and a Christmas party. And I'm just praying every day that it comes together. But I'm just asking for donations. You know, that's something that I just have to ask for because I don't have money.
Now I know that we've already said people can drop off things for the babies at Schuyler Court with Liz Ducey. Now, if somebody wants to help you out with anything else like this Halloween party or your Thanksgiving event, is there a way for them to get in touch with you directly, whether it's on Facebook or I don't know if you want to shout out your phone number, but I'm sure there's going to be somebody listening today that you just really,
well,
you know, strike
you know,
it with and they're going to want to help you. So,
well, if you really want to help me, you're going to see me outside with you're going to see me outside from 1:30 to 3:30 every afternoon getting them kids off the bus. I love the kids and I have to be out there. In the morning, you're going to see me at 7 o'clock on the dot, but in the mornings when it get real cold, you're going to see me out there from 6 o'clock in the morning getting that coffee for them parents and getting that hot chocolate because this is something that I want to do. So you will see me, but for it to be respectful, and I don't want nobody to think that I'm taking the money or taking anything for myself, I would like everybody just to see the coordinator from Providence Hall, Liz Ducey, once again, like I said, okay. Phone number 518-828-6757, because I just don't want nobody in Columbia County to think that I'm taking stuff and keeping it for myself.
Gotcha.
Very good point. Hey. Billy has something to say.
And I like to say, you know, again, look, you know, you listen to, this is someone who's doing this in the community out of the bottom of their heart, not asking for anything. And I'm also asking for people out here who are making donations. I will talk to Annette about myself, what I can do for her after the radio show.
But oh, that's great.
Hopefully, you know, other people will get involved. I know Holly gets involved, and
I'm going to get involved.
Gargantua.
And Gargantua is always involved. That's right.
Absolutely. So we have people in this community that you know, do a lot of good things. And one of the things I certainly would like to commend the mayor, and I hope we can find a way to continue him in this position, is appointing Tyrone Hesper, even though it's interim. Having someone like that in the position where he is, they have such a connection to the community and the kids in this community, and it's exactly what we need. You can't try to fit someone into this community or into the youth center based on, you know, their education. Now, obviously, you know, in the position I'm in, I know that qualifications trumps most, but when you're looking at dealing with inner city youth, and make no mistake about it, we are in inner city. Most of the kids that go to the youth center are at-risk youth, and they're classified as at-risk youth.
Right.
And we have someone who has a great ability of dealing with that particular youth and get results. Look at his basketball team. He's traveling around the state, and then it's shining, coming from a small little city like Hudson.
Yeah.
So these are the types of things we need to take note of. And when we see someone who is a strong leader in the community, we need to uplift them, not try to kick them down. So people need to be mindful of that.
Well, that's great.
Tyrone, heads back. Yeah.
Very good. Very good. Well, Billy mentioned, but I am hearing this. The Halloween party sounds like great fun. Yes. I'd like to donate the $100 towards the DJ.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, don't make me cry either, but no. I love to dance, right, Billy?
Oh, God, you seriously
love to dance.
You really going to give $100
yep.
to the kid?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, oh, my
yes,
God.
Absolutely. No,
oh,
no. It'll be from me personally because I didn't hear back. But
We got you know. Annette crying.
Oh,
right,
that's good radio.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So hopefully, but if you need... You know, we'll find places to make up the difference. Absolutely. Oh, well, that's important. And we love Halloween. Halloween's my favorite holiday, one of mine. So I think that's important for the kids to have a party. So
a couple days after my birthday. So
oh, nice.
And actually, so now that you did that, you put me on the spot. So
uh-huh.
I will definitely match with J-Lo.
Nice.
So it will be 200 in that.
Oh, my God. Y'all,
say it in the microphone. I don't think everybody heard you.
Yeah. Billy's going to match.
Said, I will match with Holly put up. Okay. I call her J-Lo, but I will match.
Wait.
So we will match that. I will put up $100 as well.
Okay, good.
Well, I got to jump in here. So I can't do 100, but I'll do 50. So now you got $250.
So there you go. There's your DJ and a little extra.
You got your DJ and a little extra. $250 is being donated here for Annette. So everybody else take our lead and help out. Her and the babies, and you know, it's a great thing that we got going on here. Annette's crying her eyes out. What do you have to say, sweetie?
I'm so happy. Thank you, Jesus, for y'all three people. I really appreciate y'all doing this for me. I don't know what to say but cry.
No, that's okay. And we know you didn't come on here for donations. We know that's not why you're here, and we didn't ask you here for that. We wanted to just hear what you're doing in the community. I think it's wonderful. You know, the story that you just told, you know, that's amazing what you do for the kids of the community. And that's important because children are our youth. Isn't that a song, Justin?
Children are our future.
Children are our future.
Let them lead the way.
Yes.
Show them all the beauty they possess
Who
inside.
Who sings that song?
Whitney Houston. Hello.
Whitney Houston. Oh, yes, Whitney.
The greatest love of all.
Whitney.
We won't be able to miss Annette for those who want to make the donations outside with her sexy red hair.
Yeah, you can't miss it.
That's
can't
right.
Miss it. You might think it's Gargantua with a tan. Gargantua with a tan.
A dark tan.
A real dark tan.
Very dark tan, yes.
I just want to say to y'all, I really appreciate y'all. Y'all made me so happy. And whatever I do with y'all money, I will make sure I give y'all a copy of them receipts.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine.
It's not necessary for me because I know,
fine.
You know.
That's fine. I feel like I
want to come dance on Friday night at the DJ. So Billy and I are going to go.
Wait a minute.
Justin, we're going to go.
No, wait. Justin is already... have to dress up for the kids.
Okay.
Well, if I can work that out, Gargantua will be there.
Nothing like peer pressure.
If I Gargantua is going to try her hardest to be there.
See, I have pictures from the last Halloween when he came into Wonder Bar.
Oh, well, you could always put a picture of me up there. In
one of those life-size cardboard cutouts.
Yeah,
picture with
Gargantua. Put my head on a stick.
Had the big red wig, and I was like, Who is that?
How's she doing? How's she doing?
My sister Shishi was present, and she knew who it was immediately.
I love Shishi. Yes.
Well, great.
We've got just a couple minutes left. We could just touch on just a reminder. Tonight is that debate. Don't forget about that. 6:30 at John L. Edwards.
That's right.
Show up.
You will show up, and they'll give you a pen and an index card, and you are to make a doll out of it. Now, you're going to write down your answer and your question. And
I actually have another announcement. So now the Columbia County Republican Committee is donating $100 too.
Oh, my goodness.
Because he responded finally.
Hey! There's another 100 for Annette. So now you're up to 350.
Oh, wow. I going to really be a bang up party. Columbia County. No, you know what? Okay, we're going to give the DJ his money. Then we got all the other money that we're going to put away. We're going to put away. We're going to have a Thanksgiving party for the kids. Thank God for Columbia County.
Okay.
And we're going to be able to have a Christmas party for the kids.
Good.
The Christmas party is going to be where the kids come cook for the parents.
Oh.
A surprise for the parents.
Nice.
What the kids ask me to do, I do for the kids, because you know what? Annette loves the kids.
Yes, she does. It's a shout out to Greg Finger, Columbia County Republican Committee, with another $100 match for your party. Awesome. So thank you, Greg Finger. and we'll be back on our word of the day. Word of the day, super quick.
Word of the day is Brummagem. That's Brummagem, and that means cheap and flashy.
Which is none of us here. Oh, stop.
Well, Girl Gantry, I should say. Brummagem. Thank you.
That sounds like a brother from the hood. Thank you, South.
Annette.
I'm cheap and flashy because I'm from the hood, you know.
On that note, we want to thank Bill Hughes and Annette Perry for being our special guests today.
Thanks,
guys, for coming in.
Vote, guys. Please vote in November because everybody vote counts.
Yep. And thank you, WGXC, for having us today. And
we'll
Holly,
see you in 2 weeks. Thank you, honey. You too.
Well, thanks. I try. All right. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, everyone. Bye. Have a good day.